Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. You're listening to Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz.
With Kuna Tumfupi. On kaya959.
24 minutes to 7 o'clock, you're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Share your voice notes, your questions, your thoughts and your opinions with us on the various conversations we're having. 063-688-0959. Well, we shift gears to take a look now at South Africa's municipalities, which are in dire financial straits and are said to be unsustainable given the current financial operating models that we implement. To help us unpack this further and the concerns that arise, is Carl Cox, who's a principal at Ratings Africa. Carl, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good evening.
A real delight to speak to you. I guess first things first, when we think about the financial well-being of municipalities in South Africa, looking at the Auditor General's report, looking at the challenges that we see from the financial statements, it's very clear that we are in an unhealthy position. Tell us more about this.
Sadly, you're right. We've been sliding down a slippery slope and it's not getting easier. We just seem to be going down and down and down. There are flashes of or glimmers of hope from time to time, but the biggest group of South African municipalities is really showing continuing decline. And this year we called it the ruination, the process of ruining the municipal sector. That's how bad it is. And we've been looking at this from 2011, and every year just seems to be worse.
And let's just put that into context, because this does play an influence in terms of the credit ratings of municipalities, which fundamentally influences and impacts their ability to raise capital. So talk to us about this trend since 2011 and how it has translated into negative ratings for some of our municipalities.
It's important to say that what we do here, which is financial sustainability, isn't it the same thing as a credit rating.
Okay.
The credit rating focuses on other aspects that we do not focus on. It looks at the quality of management. It looks at a bigger picture of borrowings and pricing and so forth. So, yes, I suppose it's aligned in a way, but it's not directly aligned. The fact is that we look at operating performance. In other words, are you making a loss or are you making a slight profit, liquidity management, do you have cash in the bank to be able to pay your creditors, debt governance, are you perhaps borrowing too much or even a little bit too little, budget position, how are you planning for the future and what are you doing to change things, affordability, what's happening in terms of your rates and taxes and other services and how are they affecting the people in your communities around you, and infrastructure development, what are you doing to improve water, to improve electricity, to improve sanitation infrastructure, especially when it's very, very old and it needs resuscitating, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And now, the problem is that we've been going down this bad slope. And liquidity-wise, in other words, the ability to pay creditors, the 112 municipalities that we surveyed in this last one were 84.5 billion in the red. As a worst-case scenario. We just count the liquidity shortfalls. We don't average this out. We don't aggregate this, but we say the liquidity shortfalls here grew to 84.5 billion from the previous year. And that is really, really sad because it means that this money that should have been there to pay, specifically, of course, Eskom, the water authorities and those important functionaries, just isn't there. So we've seen a lack of strong financial management. We've seen a lack of discipline in these municipalities take us into a very, very deep place.
Yeah. And that continues to be the concern for South Africans, right? It's why we raise our frustrations when it comes to paying levies but not receiving the necessary services. And I'm keen for you to talk us through some of the municipalities which appear to be unsustainable. Looking at your list here, it's really intriguing to see where the challenges lie and which municipalities continue to fall short.
Yeah, you're not making people very happy by taking it this route, but fair enough. We have to look at the bad stuff. We've given information by province, and we've said, for example, in Eastern Cape, Amahlathi, which is the old Stutterheim, gets a 7.07 out of 100.
Whoa!
I mean, that's so low that you kind of think there must be a mistake. You know, somebody wrote this wrong.
Mm.
Free State, which is also a very, very sad province in this case, Machabeng, which is the old Welkom, 10, 10 out of 100. You know, you just feel, you just shake your head, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Gauteng also has some bad stories, like Lesedi, which is the old Heidelberg, 21 out of 100. KwaZulu-Natal, Newcastle, an area that obviously is hugely affected by things like floods and other aspects, labor unrest, 1, 5, 15. Limpopo, the Modimolle, which is the old Nelstrom, 20. Mpumalanga, Lekwa, which is the old Standerton, 13, 13. Mm. Northern Cape, Mthanjeni, at the older R, 16.
Yeah.
Northwest, Naledi, 17. Western Cape, Matsikama, Old Friedendal, 17.
Carl,
very, very bad situations.
I giggle, but the truth is, if none of this is sitting above a 50 mark, which means that we are failing dismally and raises significant concerns about the sustainability of these municipalities. Given that this index shows us how low they are performing, have we not yet been able to find some level of remedial or corrective action to help solve for this particular challenge?
The ones that have been written into, you know, the laws of the land and the constitution don't seem to be working. You know, interaction by province, fixing things by sending people in there, that doesn't seem to be working. In fact, in some cases, it tends to get worse even after such interventions. So the answer is no, we don't seem to have seen that effect. I think one of the concerns that we as Ratings Africa have is that there seems to be a denial aspect here. Municipalities simply deny that they're in big, big, big trouble, and then they don't do anything to fix it. Or they blame each other politically, you know, their old story, you caused this last year, et cetera, et cetera. But we need to, as a population, as people, to roll up our sleeves and start helping these municipalities to fix themselves. But, of course, they need to acknowledge that they're in trouble. You can't help somebody who doesn't acknowledge that he or she's in trouble.
And I'm keen to understand, how do we do that? As you say, citizens, residents, roll up your sleeves, participate and help. How?
You know, it is happening. It is happening in small pockets around the country. When, for example, you just look at the appearance of a municipality, which actually is very important. When you look at what's happening in Kroonstad, you know, the community there said, look, we're going to fix these potholes. We're going to clean up the verges of, you know, of the streets. We're going to make a difference. You drive through there and you say, wow, something's happening here. Mm. Now, unfortunately, that has not yet rolled into a fantastic effect on their financial sustainability, but that's the way to go. Mm. We saw many years back, around about 2015, I think, in Tewaderskloof in the Western Cape, that's Caledon, Refuge on the End, Botriver, and those places. We saw them coming from a 23, which is, of course, terrible, up to in the high 50s. And that's simply by, you know, attending to these things that we'd pointed out, looking at why liquidity should be better, looking at why affordability should be maintained, because it's not a rich municipality.
Yep.
People just do not have high increase in salaries. And doing the things that you can do, and of course appealing to the province when you sit with a situation that you can't fix it immediately. You appeal to the province and say, look, we need a grant. We need some help there. You know, but you have to acknowledge that you're in trouble. And then your community can start helping.
100%. To close off with, if we do take a look at major municipalities within Gauteng, the economic hub of the country and really the continent, Johannesburg, Tshwane, Ekurhuleni, what are we seeing there?
Well, unfortunately, Tshwane is, you know, one of the examples where things are not going well at all. But we all know about that, so let's not spend too much time on that. Johannesburg itself is really much weaker than it was many, many years ago. Ekurhuleni, let's say middle of the road, you know, nothing to get very, very positive about. But on the other hand, there's not total collapse. And so that's the three metros in the Gauteng area. And then, of course, you sit right next to a place like Midvaal.
Mm.
And forget politics. Politics is not the question here. Why can Midvaal, with a similar population, have such a fantastic result year after year after year? It's a quality of management. It's a devotion to duty. It's a willingness to go the extra mile, etc. That's what we got there. And that's what we need even in our metros. Not to change with respect of mayor every 3 months.
Yes. J- just the political will to make sure that we get things done. Carl, we'll leave it there for today, but really appreciate that you've given us some perspective in understanding the lack of sustainability within South Africa's municipalities, which raises major concerns. But I think more than anything is a gentle nudge and reminder to us as South African citizens to vote and actively participate as stakeholders, because that's the only way we really can shift the needle and performance of financial sustainability.
Make it better.
Yes, definitely. Make it better. Couldn't have said it better myself. Carl, thank you so much for your time today, sir.
My pleasure.
That's Carl Cox, who's the principal at Ratings Africa, helping us put into perspective the sustainability or lack thereof of South Africa's municipalities.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.